1-800-449-8686. Now, Phil Hendry.
Talking with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County about Medicare entitlement. And also the fact that the older generation has really let down its children to a great degree. So why should the children of the elderly, the senior citizens, why should they bail them out? Why should they bail out their Social Security? Isn't that a kind of a... Isn't that a tough point of view, Larry, to have?
Well, Phil, I think the Social Security and Medicare are entitlements we can't afford. And on top of that, the seniors and elderly, I think, have a lot to answer for by the way they brought up this generation. Why should we have to bail out these people who I think have shown themselves to have been inadequate parents?
Now, you live with your mother, right?
I do, and I should be living with her rent-free. Frankly, I should still be at home with my wife. Joanne and I split up about 4 years ago.
And you attribute a lot of this to what your mother did?
I do. My wife, Joanne, left me in 1999 with the kids and just about everything else. As a result, I had to move in with my mother. And since I've moved in with my mother, I've told her I think the senior issues are... ones that we shouldn't have to deal with, bailing out you guys with Social Security, especially what you did to me and what a lot of parents did to their kids.
Well, you said something, and you said considering the questionable relationship with their offspring, are you free to talk about your relationship with your mother?
Well, in my case, my mother, in whose home I now live, and it's not rent-free, my mother once told me something that you would think would help your life. But instead, Phil, it hurt me and ruined my marriage. My mother once told me honesty is the best policy. And I was a good son and a faithful son, and I took that advice to heart. 4 years ago, Phil, I opened up to my wife, Joanne, about an incident that had taken place in Las Vegas some 3 or 4 years before that. And it had been bothering me. I heard my mother saying honesty is the best policy. I told Joanne that I had been with another woman.
Oh, boy.
I told her that the woman didn't mean anything to me. She was, in fact, a prostitute that had been purchased by a group of friends of mine. We were there for a golf tournament, and I slept with her, but she was a prostitute, and she didn't mean anything to me. And I told Joanne this because my mother had said, and it had stayed with me, that honesty is the best policy.
So your wife, Joanne, left you as a result of that?
Well, it was the end of my marriage. That is correct. I moved in with my mother because it was... You know, I wanted her to know it was her lie that led to the breakup of my marriage, so she owed me. And as I continue my activities in the Republican Party, I realize my mother and other seniors are getting away with a lot more than just lying to their children. The Social Security entitlement is killing us.
Larry Grover is with us from Conservatives of Kern County. About too much money is being paid to seniors for their entitlement money, especially since they lie to their kids with things like honesty is the best policy. You're asking your mother to take responsibility for the failure of your marriage because she told you that honesty was the best policy.
That is correct.
And so one night you, with that in mind, told your wife that you had slept with a prostitute in Las Vegas.
Yes.
And so you're resentful of supporting elderly and senior people, you know, our mothers and our fathers, because they lied to us about life.
Well, I can sort of hear the laugh in your voice.
Well, I'm not laughing. I find it interesting, though.
Well, I can hear the... In my case, it had disastrous ramifications. My marriage broke up because...
Well, your marriage broke up because you were unfaithful to your wife.
No, sir. My marriage broke up because my mother said honesty is the best policy, and so I told my wife that I'd slept with a prostitute, but I also told her she didn't mean anything to me, and she leaves the house. So till the day my mother dies, I will remind her of her... a partnership in the destruction of my marriage. And why should I then, therefore, work on behalf of... That's why I'm a Republican. I don't like entitlements, especially when they go to individuals that tried to ruin my life.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686 on the Phil Hendry Show. Larry Grover with Conservatives of Kern County. He is a lifelong Republican whose marriage fell apart some 5 years ago as the result of him telling his wife that he had slept with a prostitute. Your mother telling you that honesty is the best policy, did she think you should take that literally, do you think?
Well, this is what she tells. My mother tells me, as if it isn't insulting enough that she had a hand in destroying my marriage, my mother tells me, my mother questions my intelligence.
Why not? I mean...
Well, hold on for a minute. What do you mean, why not? Honesty's the best policy. Okay, so where's the wiggle room in that? So I tell my wife...
Well, I mean, every instance, if there's a famous quote, I guess, from one of the guys that made the movie African Queen. He was a Jewish producer. He said, if I told the truth, I'd be a bar of soap.
I'm not familiar with it.
Meaning if I'd told the truth, the Germans would have known I was Jewish and I would have become a bar of soap. I would have been a lampshade someplace.
Well, that's not necessarily the case. Honesty is the best policy. Well, you know what? You're right. But then why didn't my mother tell me? Because she lied. And my mother lied because I guess she thinks I'm an idiot. And I don't know why she lied.
Yeah, why would she lie? Why would she tell you honesty is the best policy if she knows for a fact that it's a lie?
Well, I think it's her way of manipulating me, the same way they want to manipulate all of us into paying for their Social Security. So as a result, I'm living with my mother. I sleep on a camp cot on the service porch in the back of her house. I am forced to use the bathroom in the garage since there's only one bathroom in the house. And I have been living like this, like an animal, for 5 years. And you would think she'd by now own up to the fact that she put me here with destructive advice. Instead, when I tell her it was her fault that my marriage broke up because she said honesty is the best policy, she waves her hand at me like I'm crazy and says, Larry, get me this, Larry, get me that. And never in my life had I ever wanted to hurt an old woman. But I have been scorned by my wife for being a good son. A son who listened to his mother, and I've been scorned by my mother for taking her advice. And I feel very low. And I don't know why God did this to me.
And you're living hand to mouth?
Right now I'm at work.
So you feel victimized?
Oh, I'm the victim here. Without question, I'm the victim here, yes, sir.
1-800-449-8686. Look at what happened to this man, and would you agree that it was his mother saying honesty is the best policy? She said honesty is the best policy, Larry, and so he, thinking honesty was the best policy, told his wife about told his wife about sleeping with a prostitute in Las Vegas. His wife threw him out. Mr. Grover feels that his mother is the one that caused the breakup of his marriage. She never should have told him that. Now, he has taken all of that, and he is now using it as a reason to not support further Social Security entitlement because his mother and probably other senior citizens have lied to their kids. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.
The Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. Define prostitute. The Phil Hendry Show is back. 1-800-449-8686.
Yeah, but when you say you never wanted to hurt an old lady, all right, our number 1-800-449-8686, you're resentful of your mother for saying honesty is the best policy, Larry. When did she tell you this? When you were a little boy?
No, when I was a young man. And I took it to heart, and I if I'd never said anything, I'd still be married. But I was honest. And now I sleep on a service porch, and I work at a print center. I take the bus to work. I take a sack lunch. I someday would like to have a relationship with another woman, but right now it's very difficult to trust women. One of them lied to me. The other walked out on me. And right now I'm having feelings of ambivalence about females. But I certainly do hope to have a healthy and normal and Christian relationship with a woman very soon.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover, Chairman of Conservatives of Kern County. Here is Kristen. Hello, Kristen. You're on the Phil Hendry Show.
Yes.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, this guy is an idiot. His marriage falling apart has nothing to do with what his mother told him. It has nothing to do with God trying to punish him.
I don't believe
that. He ruined his own marriage when he slept with a prostitute.
But if I'd never told my wife about it, she never would have found out, and I'd still be married to her. So you see,
sir, you should have never done it in the first place.
Well, but if I
if you were a good person and not have done that, then honesty is the best policy. If you are a good person, obviously you're not. You slept with a prostitute. You committed adultery.
Let me tell you, Kristen. When I told my wife, she and I had just gotten done making love. She was giving me a back massage.
And at that moment, you told her you'd slept with a prostitute?
I wanted to be honest with her. It was a moment where, I don't know, I was feeling very sensitive. And within minutes, she's walked out of the house.
That's
well,
a hell
the marriage
of a...
was over because you betrayed her.
No, if I'd never told her anything, she'd probably still be oiling me down. God. That's what I'm trying to tell you. Tell me I'm wrong.
Honesty is the best policy. Your mother didn't lie to you. Your mother is right.
Oh, then how would it work out for me? Because I'm laying on a cot out in the backyard.
Sir, because you slept with a prostitute, not because you told the truth.
Nope, that's not why. Because I told my wife.
It all started one night when you did what you did. It has nothing to do with honesty. You committed adultery. You betrayed your wife.
I think
that's all there is to it.
I think you're trying to fit a square peg into a round hole there, Kristen, because... if I'd never said it. And the other thing, when I slept with that prostitute, I had been drinking very heavily.
And that makes it okay?
No, ma'am, it does not make it okay. But I had been taking cold medication. And they do say that you're not supposed to mix it.
Wait a second, pal.
I'm not using that as an excuse.
Well, what, are you trying to tell me that you mixed a cold medicine with booze, and so that caused you to sleep with a prostitute?
Yeah, I would leave my husband if he slept with a prostitute also, sir.
Well, of course you would, but would you if you didn't know it happened? See, that's one of those...
It doesn't make it right if I don't know.
I understand.
You still know that it happened.
Well, yeah, but I'm not going to say... I shouldn't have said anything because it didn't make any difference to me. I had no feelings for the prostitute.
That doesn't make it right.
But I will tell you this. There is a silver lining. I do, one of these days, look forward to a Christian relationship with a woman.
But, sorry, you need to own up that the situation you're in right now
is
because you put yourself there.
Yes, ma'am.
It has nothing to do with your mother.
Okay, listen, thank you very much, Kristen.
Thank you.
All right, 1-800-449-8686. Let's go over here to Paul. Hello, Paul. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover of Conservatives of Kern County.
Okay, I'd just like to say that the gentleman needs to realize that he had a responsibility to his wife. In the first place, that honesty is the best policy, but he wasn't being honest with his wife by going out and having an affair with a prostitute. She, on the other hand, was being honest with him by not having an affair with somebody else. So he started out on the wrong foot. He has a responsibility to his wife by marriage.
Well, that's a good point, Paul, but here's where I've got you. If I'd been dishonest and never said anything, she'd still be rubbing my back and making me, making me sushi. How do you figure that one, see?
You need to take responsibility for yourself and quit blaming others.
Wait a minute, I just presented my case and you want to dance around it.
No, I don't.
You're not being
honest, sir.
No, but if I was dishonest and I never said anything...
No, you were dishonest to begin with.
Yeah, but if I stayed being dishonest, she never would have found out.
No, look... You're not willing to admit that.
There's no wiggle room on this one, Paul.
There is wiggle room.
Come on.
You were dishonest to begin with.
Yes, I agree.
So, therefore, it is your fault that your marriage collapsed.
No, but you don't want to carry it all the way out. I don't have to. Yes, you do.
Nobody has to.
Look, first of all, do you blame a woman when she gets raped? No. So why do you blame me for being seduced by a hooker?
That's a choice. It's a choice that you're being where you're at. You choose to be where you're at.
Are you saying being seduced by a hooker is like a woman getting raped?
I was
I'm asking the other guy.
But see, here's the thing. I had been mixing cold medication and alcohol that night, and
that's no excuse.
They say on the bottle you're not supposed to do it.
That's no excuse.
What, are you trying to tell us again that that's why you slept with a prostitute? Because you were mixing...
You slept with a prostitute because you wanted to.
Can I make a point,
Mr. You broke the vows of your marriage.
You see, Paul here, who's probably a nice guy, but if you were in front of me right now, I'd want to wrap a dish towel around your throat. Because
I would think you would want to wrap a dish towel around anybody who would not agree with you.
No, here's the thing. You won't listen to logic.
You're not listening, sir.
Sir, if I continue to be dishonest about this underage prostitute...
You are dishonest to begin with.
Wait, you can't admit that. Hold on. I want to ask you something, Mr. Grover. Did you say underage prostitute?
Yes, sir.
Holy God. How old was she?
Oh, so all of a sudden you're going to make... Oh, so that's what you guys are going to use to make this point. There he goes. See, you just gave Paul all the ammunition he needed because he was losing the argument. You were losing the argument.
You were with an underage prostitute.
Sure. Oh, what's with the silence? Is this judgment time now? Is that what I'm getting from you guys?
Well, Paul is hung up. I think he's going to the bathroom to just try to maybe wrap his arms around a big porcelain bowl.
Does that mean vomit? Does that mean vomit? Because if it means vomit, I want you to be clear. Is that what you're saying? The man wants to vomit after talking to me?
Yes, that's what I'm saying. Carrie, hi. You're on the Phil Henry Show with Larry Grover.
Hi, this guy makes me sick. First of all, he's blaming something that I'm sure his mother through the years gave him all kinds of parental guidance and words of wisdom, and he's holding on to this one thing to not own up to his own bad behavior and bad judgment. And this guy needs to just grow up and own what he has done and quit blaming his poor mother. And the fact that he's sleeping on a cot is his own problem.
If I'd never said anything about this underage prostitute, I wouldn't be where I am today. And that's the bottom line. Do you know how hard it is to get a decent night's sleep with raccoons and everything else?
Sir, I'm not going to argue with you because I cannot argue with somebody who doesn't know how to argue. And you are...
Oh, that's so
pathetic.
Unfair. I made
Thank
a point.
Thank you.
Yeah, look at her. She's running away like all of them. That's what women do. They run, especially when they can't make an argument. And if my mother had only said, what you don't know won't hurt you, my marriage to Joanne, what are you laughing at?
Because you're blaming it on everybody else.
If
you cannot own your own bad behavior.
What about this?
If you continue to act like that, no woman is going to come near you. And if you wouldn't have said anything to your wife, you would have done something else stupid, and she would have found out about it.
Ma'am, I'd like you to know that I have respectful sex with women. It is clean and fresh. I do not disrespect a woman. When it comes to sex, women do not have to disrobe for me. I've tried to be as fresh and septic as possible. And yet, what do I get from your listeners? I got a whole lot of this and a whole lot of that and a whole lot of nothing in between. And I can tell you something, mister, it hurts. Hurts right down here. But I will say this, if my mother had said to me, what you don't know won't hurt you, instead of honesty is the best policy, then that old B-I-T-C-H wouldn't have... You heard me.
Okay, come on.
No, you heard me. That old B-I-C-T, or however you spell it, B-I-C-H, would never have...
Bic?
Sir, I...
Okay, it would never would have happened to you, right?
It never would have happened to me.
All right. 1-800-449-8686. 1-800-449-8686. Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County on why he doesn't support further Social Security entitlements. His mother told him honesty is the best policy, so he believed her and told his wife about a prostitute he'd slept with, and now... Well, his marriage is over, so Mr. Grover is blaming his mother for ruining his marriage, and that's why he won't support Social Security. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show.
The Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686, God's favorite radio show. 1-800-449-8686. The Phil Hendry Show is back.
On the line would be Larry Grover from Conservatives of Kern County. We were talking about the Social Security entitlement. Now we're talking about how the elderly don't deserve it because they've, you know, used a lot of, at least in your case, Larry, your mother lied to you. She said honesty is the best policy. You told your wife about sleeping with a prostitute, and she threw you out. I got another question I want to ask you about something that happened at work and a lady who apparently was socially... was interested in going out with you?
You know something, Mr. Hendry, that's been gone through.
Well, you made a comment having to do with the woman's hygiene that I want to talk about. Here is Sue. Go ahead, Sue.
Yeah, Larry?
Yes, ma'am.
I cannot believe that you think that you were following honesty as the best policy.
Oh, here's another person that's going to tell me if I hadn't been dishonest in the first place. Won't you listen to what I'm saying? If
I
never said anything, my wife would still be rubbing me down with baby oil.
If you had been honest to your marriage vows and to the integrity of your Christian union with your wife, you never would have slept with a prostitute in the first place.
But if I never said anything about it, then she never would have found out about it. What do you say to that, Sue? I demand an answer to that question.
And if
an answer to that question.
And if I I would be outraged by the fact that you kept something that important a secret and lied about it for 4 years.
As opposed to not telling her at all, and then she wouldn't have found out. Jesus, why won't anybody listen to me?
You're a liar, Larry.
Well, Larry, you do have a point. If you hadn't said anything, you're white. You're right. Your wife never would have found out, and people have been avoiding that, okay?
Thank you very much.
But let me ask you something. What is this crack you made? There was a woman at work who wanted to go out with you?
Yeah, she wanted to take me out to dinner, and I said that her hygiene was questionable.
Jesus, I mean...
honesty's the best policy, I thought. Hey, is that right, Sue?
Larry?
Huh? Isn't honesty the best policy?
Yeah, but you make a crack about how she smells like chicken of the sea, is that it?
Sir?
Let's go back and talk about...
Yeah, let's talk about what Sue wants to talk about, shall we? Yes,
no, let's answer your question.
No, Mr. Hendry answered it, Sue, because you didn't have the guts. You didn't have the guts.
Yeah, and then you got the guts to tell a woman she smells like freaking chicken of the sea, huh?
Well, she did.
I can't believe you, Larry.
Sue, why don't you go play with your doilies or whatever you do?
All right, listen, thank you, Sue. Larry, when a woman asks you out...
Yeah?
You say, thank you very much. I'm gratified, but I'm busy.
That's a lie. See, honesty is the best policy. That's not what was true. I didn't want to go out with her because, you know, I could, as soon as she hit the door of my office, I could smell it.
Good God! What a horrible thing for you to say about somebody and to say it to her face!
Well, I didn't know because I was making a tuna sandwich at the time. See, my mother will put into...
What?
I said I was making a tuna sandwich at the time.
Well, then, how do you know it wasn't your sandwich you were smelling?
Well, I think it's a little... Don't you think it's a little coincidental that while I'm making a tuna sandwich, this woman walks in, and all of a sudden it's just tuna everywhere?
No, man, I don't. I think it was your tuna sandwich you were smelling, you jackass.
Well, I can tell you that I'd taken a few Vicodin that day, and maybe that was it. They tell you that to mix it with vodka. And,
you're at work one day making a tuna sandwich under the influence of Vicodin and vodka. A woman walks in, and you think the smell of that tuna is her.
Well, it's possible.
No.
Why don't you go straight to the living hell, just like that guy Dozier said?
I've been told to go to hell by two of my characters today. One of them was go straight down to the living hell, and the other was go straight to the underworld. But it all adds up.